So I married an older divorced woman, which is great. They make the best wives. So if you're a young guy, find yourself an older divorced lady. Because they all tend to bring to the marriage a house, actually, is what they bring. It's true. It's a nice one, too. I sent her first husband a thank you card. I was pretty thrilled at that. That kitchen remodel is awesome, dude. She also makes up these weird games, too. I don't know where she comes up with them, but like out of nowhere, once over lunch, she goes, I think we should each pick a fantasy lover. And if we ever meet them, we get to sleep with them, and it's not cheating. What? She chose Antonio Banderas. Whatever. I chose our neighbor. So. Kind of the guy move. Shoot for the moon, honey. I'm taking the guaranteed real estate right over here. How's Antonio? You haven't met him yet? Well, when you do, I'll be next door. She's a vegetarian, too. Anybody here vegetarian? Oh, you are? How long? She's so quiet, she can barely talk. I'm about 20. Oh, my God. I feel weak. I need a Pepsi. 20 years, that's good. Moral reasons or, yeah. Or just some people don't like to see cute things die. Moral, I don't know. She does it for moral. I'm not a vegetarian. I think no matter what you eat, you gotta kill. And you just kill stuff that can't run away. I mean, what chance does lettuce have? It's a little head on the soil. Hey, man. Carrots don't even see it coming. At least cows have an option. Let's move. Let's get up. Let's go. She does eat seafood, not hamburgers. That's bad. But oyster burgers and clam fritters are fine. Which I know a fancy name for with bread is all that is. We took our honeymoon to Wyoming, which, I know, kind of a bad place to go if you're a vegetarian, that's all I'm saying. Beef is a religion there. You go to Catholic Mass, you don't get a wafer, you get a cube steak is what you get. The body of Christ? Whoa! You'd think they'd be running out by now. I'm selling that on eBay. I'm serious. There's a sign on the border that said, welcome to Wyoming, eat beef. Some rancher had it. Cows grazing all around it. Wonder what that sign says. Any other state, we'd have been fine. You know, welcome to Idaho, eat potatoes. Welcome to Wisconsin, eat cheese. Welcome to New York, eat this. Welcome to Oregon, the beaver state. So what would that be? I know, it is. Kind of explains that Oregon Trail movement in the 1840s, doesn't it? Got a secret, tell you when we get there. Woo-hoo! Also explains why all the Mormons stopped in Utah. You have eight wives. You go on ahead, I'm not that hungry. We'll stay right here. We even have to go hiking. Found out that we hiked for totally different reasons, which I think is a gender thing. She'd get to the top of the mountain and take a picture every time. It's like, so gorgeous. And I didn't care what the view was. Every time I hit the peak, my first instinct, take a pee. I think it's like every guy in this room has peed from a high place. You can't deny that. Because it makes you feel so big, doesn't it? It's like, my pee falls 3,000 feet before it hits the ground. Eagles fly beneath my pee. Close second, taking a whiz in the snow. That's pretty fun. And men don't write their name. We start in one place and stay there because it's way more impressive. It's like,
I'm Laser Man. Burning through the earth.
Give me some Coors Light. I'll cut this tree down.
And men, we're very focused peeing in the woods. In other words, like, I'm peeing on that rock right there. That's my rock. I own it. Ooh, I moved it. I'm excavating. Oh, check it out, a beetle. Run, you little bastard, run! Women, totally different. You ever seen women tinkle in the woods? You always have this faraway look. What are you all thinking about? I would love to know. Oh, damn it, shoot. Damn it. I know, it's dangerous for women, too, because you're down there, you get one of those little tinkle shivers. Just... it's gross. Not the real outdoorsy types, though. There's REI Mountain Babes. They got their own technique. It's like... you want some toilet paper, Sandy? No, I'll just walk through these low bushes right over here. Maybe straddle this mossy log. I've got it all taken care of. I don't want to get into how I know any of this, by the way. That's kind of... that is another story. If I could have changed one thing, though, before we got married, I recommend this to other couples. Before you get married, have the woman sleep with another woman. Yeah, well, for me, it's far more practical. I just figure that way, she'll understand how difficult it can sometimes be to physically satisfy another woman. She'll cut you some slack when you're not doing the job right. Because women have it easy. Sleeping with men is the easiest job on the planet. That. Really, who can't figure out how a guy works? We're wired like Fisher-Price children's toys. You know, one lever, the man goes... so most high school girls get it right the very first try. Well, I wonder how this works. Well, okay, I guess that's how... women are all wired like Boeing 747s. Walk on board, there's a million buttons. Oh my God. Only one of them turns the plane on. Sometimes you find the button, everything works, come back the next day, same airplane. The button has moved or something. I've learned when you're married, sometimes you gotta press it a week before you wanna fly. What the hell? But this is why older women are great, because older women have a user's manual, all right? They do, and if you're doing it wrong, they read it to you. Right there on the spot. My wife's in her late 40s, she's like a general in the army half the time. All right, listen up, soldier. Today we're gonna start here in the mountains. Do some recon, take your time, it's very important. Now when you're ready, I want you to slip down between those mountains, head south across the flat plain, stretching out ahead. Hopefully it's flat. If it's not, cross anyway, goddammit. That's the Battle of the Bulge. We'll get to that later. Now do some recon in the hinterland, circle around, secure the west side. Now at this point, go back to headquarters. Let them know you care. You cut off communication with headquarters, you're in trouble. I'll tell you that right now. You'll be in this battle all alone. I feel I'm revealing too much. Actually, you know, guys, we're not perfect either. I mean, our wiring, sometimes when a guy's having sex, what he thinks he's doing and what's actually happening are two pretty different things. And it's not our fault. Because we have a billion nerves in our body, all but about 8 of them, right there. Any guy will tell you, it amplifies the experience. Your brain thinks you're going... reality's more like... my mind's like a Star Wars adventure. Just... who's your father, Luke?
your father.
Icky, icky.
Just not a lot of... When I was a kid, I was in a band. All right, I was in band.
There is good news about a minivan, though. You never get pulled over in a minivan. You could be doing Mach 5, wheelies, donuts. You could have a hooker strapped to your hood smoking crack. The cops will go, let him go. He suffered enough, for God's sake. What's a ticket going to do to him? He's driving an Aerostar. So I was newly single. I'm like, I'm single again, man. Oh, I realized, I'm not in shape anymore. I got a gut and man titties. There's not a lot of girls going, I'm looking for an A-cup. You see one around here? Look at this. I swear, God has a sense of humor. They say the law of attraction, what you ask the universe for, it comes back. Ask God for tits. He gave me my own. That's not right. I got the man boobs and a belly. That's why I always have my shirt untucked. If I tuck it in sideways, I'm a capital B. That's attractive. When I'm single, who am I supposed to meet? You know, if they're young girls, I'm all paternal. They have tank tops. I'm going, she should have a sweater on. And if they're my age, they don't want me anymore. They want younger guys, right? It's the new thing. Yeah, older women go for younger men. What do they call them? Cougars. Older women go for younger men. For me to have a cougar want me, I have to be Betty White. It's all popular now. They have cougar conventions. There's a show on ABC called Cougar Town. The male equivalent of that on TV is To Catch a Predator. I don't want a guest star on that show. Who am I supposed to meet, though? I go out at night, I'm rolling up in my minivan, I get out in my Costco clothing. Ready to dance my old dances. Hey, they're gonna play some Wham? YouTube that. This girl's backing up. I think you bowl with my dad. Felt terrible, man. I don't want to feel like that. My friend says, you need to go somewhere your self-esteem is up, where you feel good. You know where he took me? A gay bar. I'm hot in a gay bar. Hey, check me out. I loved it. I had a guy come up to me. He goes, I know. It's a burden sometimes. What are you girls laughing at? Young girls. Nothing wrong with older men. Up all night watching the History Channel. There's advantages to older men, baby. That's right. Shaky signatures, easy to forge. Checking out that belly? When I'm naked, I look like a capital Q.
When you was young, you look for a woman with all that bullshit, titties, ass, and everything. Nah, when you get in your 40s and 50s, you need to find you a caregiver. You need somebody to help your ass. Side chicks are terrible caregivers. They don't read prescriptions right or nothing. They don't respect your dietary restrictions. Coming home with chicken fingers. Bitch, you know I got high blood pressure. You better. You're supposed to bring some kids. Some spinach in this motherfucker, some celery. You coming in here with these hot wings from Popeye. And you want to know why I got a headache and my dick don't get hard. You ain't got a good woman in your life, you better look at one of your kids. That motherfucker gonna be your caregiver. I got 3 kids, nigga. I only trust one of them. And if I was in the nursing home, if one of my daughters came to pick me up, and I look at him and say, your daughter here to get him. I'm like, take me back upstairs. Let me use your phone. I'll find somebody else to pick me up. Just put me at the bus stop. I'll catch a ride before I ride with them hoes. That motherfucker right there beat me. Just put me in front of the TV and won't clean me for 4 days. Flies be all on me. I be shitting on myself. She be slapping. You never loved me. I did. Once you made it. Once you made it, you was my child. Jada Pinkett just doing Will wrong. I'm telling the Fresh Prince, nigga, get upset. She done had the entanglement, had a young nigga over there fucking her in the house. Got Will on here taking all kinds of chances. Seen a nigga on the moon taking pictures. I said, get your ass off of that motherfucker. Over China and on the Thai, underwater in caves. I said, this nigga trying to die legally. What's wrong with these niggas make motherfuckers with money look bad? You get that kind of money, you don't pose that. You 99 problems. You ain't, your woman ain't supposed to be one. You got money. Fuck that, nigga. You, that nigga, he got to have like at least about 200-300 million. You got that motherfucker. They talking about sex was terrible with the Fresh Prince. I love Tupac. She love a nigga that ain't even here no more. I don't know. Is it worse, him or goddamn Kanye? Crying for Kim. Listen, bring me back, please me. Listen, first of all, nigga, you married the work. No, we have a rule in DC, you never marry the work. It's the kitty, nigga, that's for everybody. You don't supposed to keep the kitty for yourself. It's the work. Now you out here crying for it and shit. But she's single now, motherfucker. Trying to be a lawyer. I'm gonna have to hook up with a. Get that heat on me. These ain't jokes. I don't fuck with white women. I'm not the prejudice. I just, my preference. I gotta be with a black woman. Don't clap for that shit. I would like to have a diverse portfolio.
I got homeboys that don't date women with kids, which I don't understand, because it changed my life. I never thought I could have such a deep love for this child support check. Every other Thursday, me and Stepman wait outside by the mailbox. I got this new number I do with my hand for the mail lady. I go. She hands me the check. Because that's how Stepman and I bond. We buy stuff with the child support check, you know? It's not a lot of money, but we get to spend time together, you know? My close homeboys, they don't even know. They just know the stuff. They're like, dude, where you get them pants? I'd be like, my baby daddy. You need to get you one, Playboy. This could be you. And I get it. If you're here tonight and you pay child support, this shit ain't funny to you right now. I'm up here bragging. But it comes with a backstory, all right? My daddy left in the sixth grade. My little brother and I, we never received child support, and now I get it every other Thursday. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Won't he do it? Won't he? My wife, she think I got something going on with the mail lady. I'm like, that's strictly business. Every time the mail lady shows up, oh, look, your little friend again. Like, ain't nobody trying to do it to the mail lady. I would never cheat with someone who knows my address. Yo, I respect the people that confess. Yo, that's real. That confess when they cheating, that's real. You ever see these people? There's something heavy on my heart. And I feel it's time for me to remove this weight. Like, for real? Wow, that's impressive. That's crazy, because if I ever cheated, I'm taking that shit to afterlife. I'ma be in line at the pearly gates. In order to enter the gates, you must tell us who was the bitch. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. There must be some other black dude that looks like a microphone. Baby daddy, he hates me. I think he heard the material. Yeah, man, you know, baby daddy called our house asking what we doing with the money. I answered the phone, what you mean, what we doing with the money? That's what he called me, what we doing with the money? I'm like, you don't call my house. talking about what we doing with the money. Click, 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 click. I love baby daddy though. I always call him to encourage him. I'm like, I know it gets tough out there, but don't quit work.